Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 29 of the Bellboys podcast. As always, I'm AJ.
I'm Aaron.
And special guest?
I don't know if it's special anymore, but Ben.
Yes, sir. Just want to say happy holidays to everyone. You know, New Year's, Christmas, all this bullshit. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, fucking whatever the fuck you celebrate. Happy
holidays.
Happy holidays. So for all of you who don't know, we have now launched our official Patreon. We have a new episode on there that none of you have seen. It's not going to be on YouTube. It's only for our Patreon subs. So if you want to support us and, you know, enjoy some extra content, give us a follow on Patreon. That's all we ask for. So
we actually reveal how tall Ben is. Like legit. On the Patreon sub. So if you want to know, then you better sub to the Patreon.
Yeah, we get real deep on that one.
We actually talk about some real ass shit on the Patreon. But if you want to, you know, see our real selves, because, you know, this is an hour long podcast. And, you know, you guys know us from these podcasts, but you don't know the full extent of who we are. But the Patreon is where we're going to get like real and, you know, really talk about who we are. So if you want to see more of that, go sub to it. No pressure, but it would mean the world to us if you did.
Yeah.
But
and you can also interact with us more with like the Q&A and all that stuff.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. So go visit our Patreon. We'd appreciate it. But yeah, starting off, question number one.
Why are you saying it like that?
I'm sorry. All right. You know, it's New Year's. It's coming up. What is everyone's New Year's resolution, Ben?
Okay. I mean, my New Year's resolution is like the typical, like, fucking working out more.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Maybe picking up a book or two, you know, okay. Reading a couple of pages a day.
Mad studious, as you say.
Mad studious.
Yeah, just try to be more active and, like, cut down on time where... I don't know. I do degenerate shit.
Valid. All right. Pretty solid. Aaron, next.
I have been tracking my New Year's resolutions since 2016.
Okay.
And I write them all on the same Google Doc sheet. So every year I write it on the same one.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you mad organized.
I'm mad organized with that shit, bro. I am mad organized with that shit, but... What I realize is it never changes. It's always the same.
And what is it?
It always cycles between content, like what we're doing.
Okay.
Fashion.
Okay.
And music.
Oh.
But every year, whatever... Like content is always number one.
Right.
It's always been number one. But the second place always changes. So I will say last year was fashion.
Uh-huh.
But this year is music.
Oh,
but they've both been on the list since 2016 because I have the same doc and like I write down like what's my first priority, what's my second priority, what's my third priority, and like content is the number one, and then you know fashion and music always are different, but this year is music.
All right, I'll that's say that respectable.
Much. Yeah.
All right, you want to be Kanye a little bit,
a little bit, a little but then bit. Next year might change though. Next year I might want to be Virgil. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But for this year is at least Kanye.
Ben, do you know who Virgil is?
Yeah, Virgil Abloh. Come on.
He said, AJ, how could you not know? How is he not a vagina man?
All right, valid.
What about you, man?
My New Year's resolution is to find a girl. I mean, No. It's to stop being infatuated with women.
That's not true. Because we had a whole ass conversation 20 minutes ago about how you just want to get a woman for countdown. That's just not true.
No, but like it genuinely isn't like I got to stop. Like that was a joke, first of all. You know, every joke has some truth to it. But, but like it's true though. Like I want to stop being... So infatuated with
someone
per se,
quote unquote. I miss Alvin.
No, but it's true. Like, I think I spent too much time this year over women, and it's not the best.
What's your real New Year's resolution?
I mean, that's one of them, but also, like, honestly, just trying to figure out the direction of my life, bro.
No, it's not a bad angle, but, like, how? I guess, like, what do you want to do to take steps towards it? Because I feel like this is one thing, you know? I feel like everyone... I'm not shitting on the I am shitting on the population, but myself included. But New Year's comes and everyone's like, I want to do this. No one's going to fucking do it. No one. There's maybe a 1%, 2% like percentile of the population that will actually follow through. But I feel like if you don't set, like, you know, a goal and like an action plan to get it, it's never going to happen.
Yeah. Well, no. My main like realistic goal is to like get out of healthcare because that shit's draining the fuck out of me, and to find like some other job that I would like be okay in. That's like my full explanation.
Yeah, that's valid.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's valid. No, I think that's valid.
But I also have on the counterpart of this, I want to say, what is the biggest thing you've learned in 2022?
Damn, that's a good question, though. Fuck.
I don't even know if I know the answer to that question.
Yeah, you go first, bitch.
I think the biggest thing I learned was what it means and how you should act to be a good friend / person in general. Because before, I was, like, pretty selfish, and I didn't really, like internalize it. But now... after what has happened, I feel like I know how to be a good person and like what the steps I need to take to be that person, if that makes sense.
The thing is, I think you always knew what a good person did, but you just felt uncomfortable doing those actions.
It's uncomfortable, but I also think like it wasn't like that big of a problem until this year. You feel?
Yeah, I get that.
That was my biggest aha moment. All right, what about you guys? What have you learned in 2022?
The thing is, I feel like it's like a lot of small things that I've learned that just builds up rather than just like one exact thing that stands out. There was no like big turning point for me.
I mean, that's still change though. That's not
like... Yeah, it definitely is change. But
what is that, those small changes, what is the big overarching like theme? I feel like I'm an English teacher.
Fuck.
I literally feel like a English teacher.
I mean...
like, you're on the right track, but what's the bigger picture?
Yeah.
Think about the bigger picture.
Yeah, Ben, come on. What's the bigger picture?
I mean, if it were to be boiled down into, like, one simple phrase, that would be, like, know your own value, or, like, understand, like, what you're somewhat worth.
So having the confidence to understand, like...
yeah, like have confidence in yourself and where you excel, but still be humble enough to understand where you don't. You know?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's cool.
But I'm still nowhere near that point.
No, but it's still a step. It's a step to know where you need to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying, Aaron?
Dude, I don't know.
You had to have learned something. It could be small. It doesn't have to be like... that big.
I don't like learn things anymore at that point though.
Aaron's ascended.
You've learned that you're daddy.
No, but I feel like that's like kind of fucked in a sense where like because I have to play this role, I don't learn from
other people.
Yeah.
Thing is, I think there are definitely people above there, but we're just the people you're exposed
exactly.
to.
Exactly. There are people above there, and I know that, but that's not in my circle.
Yeah, it's not in your circle for sure.
Yeah.
But I think...
no slander.
I will say, like, I don't think this is something I've learned, but I feel like this helps provide context. But, like, there was, like... I had a conversation with my dad where I talked to my dad. This was maybe, like, months ago, but I was like... like, I feel like my friends are, like, not at the same wavelength as I am. You know, like I feel like, you know, if I had other people at the same wavelength or higher, I can excel more. And I kind of struggled with that for a little bit because I was like, damn, like if I wasn't here right now, like I would be so much better off. But I've never been able to shake that because it's like you guys are my friends.
And it's like, I just can't get over the fact that like we've been boys. I don't know. I think like I can ditch you guys right now if I wanted to. But I've never been able to shake the fact that we're boys, and I just can't. I just can't.
No, but I think at this current moment of our lives is the fact that like you've hit that wavelength faster than we have.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get us to the same wavelength. And like once we get to that wavelength, then we all prosper.
No, agreed. But like what I'm saying to that is what I questioned my dad with is like, I would be even more wavelengths ahead.
If
I had met other people, and I know they're out there. I've literally met them, but they're just not my boys or like I'm close to them. But like if I were wavelengths higher than I am now, but for me, it's like, I don't know. Like this is so stupid. I'm a very logical guy, you know, very logical, but something with friends, bro, I just cut the logic out where it's like, I don't give a fuck about myself. It's like, I want us all to be there for some fucking reason, which is kind of stupid.
No, but that's like loyalty.
Yeah, it's loyal, but like, it's like, it's stupid. It's like, I don't need to do this. And I've thought that multiple times. I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I spending my time and my energy doing this shit? I don't need to, but I can't shake it for some reason. I just can't.
Well, what I say to that is like, we're not robots, you know, we're not like fishing for the most efficient thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you would know what the most efficient or logical.
And I do. And yeah. I do. Yeah.
But we're not robots.
Like, yeah, we're not robots.
Like, you know, that's like the beauty of the human experience.
Yeah. Agreed. No, I think it is like interesting. Because the thing is, I've always thought like I'm different from my dad. Because my dad is a very like, I mean, my dad is a leader. Like he's had his own company and like by nature, he's a leader. But he's a very friendly leader. Where he always like looks out for like the people under him or like working with him. And I always told myself like, nah, I'm not like that, bro. Like I'm different. Like if I were to run the same business, I wouldn't have been as nice as you. Like I would have been more cutthroat. But the more I like kind of think about like how I kind of, you know, interact with you guys, it's like, damn, maybe not. Like I think we have the same blood. It's like, I care about the people around me and like, I don't give a fuck if like the output is worse, but it's like, I don't know.
Well, I think if you did that, like if you solely did like the logistical cutthroat thing, you would just be an asshole. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'd have other friends.
Right.
Who are assholes too, but like we'd be fucking, I don't know. I might be a millionaire right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But I think I'm like okay with the fact that I'm not a millionaire right now. I think. I don't know. No, I'm not. I want to be a millionaire. but I would rather be a millionaire with my friends and like, you know, us all be there together than me being fake with other millionaires and like not really giving a fuck about them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's valid.
I don't know if that was, I didn't really learn. That wasn't like a learning, but.
I mean, that's sort of like a learning thing. It's like some, like a dilemma you questioned yourself with.
That was my biggest dilemma this year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For sure. But
all right, Ben, we need to step our shit up so he can become a millionaire.
Nah, but I don't want you guys to take that the wrong
way. No, but way. Here's like, what I think it is, though. Here's what I think it is. You can be more like, obviously the easier route is to find those type of people, right?
Yes, yes.
Easier route.
Yeah.
But you can be more proud of it. Obviously, like the likelihood of it happening is not as high, but you can be more proud of it if you raise your friends to be on the same wavelength as you.
No, but I don't even want you guys to view it that I'm like raising you guys there. It's like, no. I would much rather enjoy that like we're all prospering and like we're all at the same level versus me like trying to chase something that like I'm not there yet, but like be the bottom bitch. It's like, sure, I can be friends with people who are more successful than me, but like I don't want to be like, oh, like I don't really know you like that, but like let me just try and strive to your level. But yeah. I'd rather be like, you know, obviously when we met, none of us were making money. Like we got along as people, as human beings. And at the core, I think that's what ties me to it. It's like, fuck the money, fuck everything. We get along as people. So it's like, all right, let's like get all our breads up together so we can enjoy that same happiness where like money wasn't a fucking issue.
Yeah.
You know, it's like back then where it's like, you know, you can't watch a movie. Like, fuck it. None of us can watch a movie. So who the fuck cares? But it's like, now it's like, you know, I can go do shit if I want. You guys can't, you know, but I want to get to the point where like all of us can fucking do it. Like no one will bat an eye and be like, ah, yeah, let me check my bank account real quick. Like, fuck that.
You know? Yeah, but I mean, that goes back to the whole human experience thing where it's like you feel more inclined with the people you grew up with and shared experiences with to be successful.
Yeah, okay. I guess that is what I learned this year then. I guess like it's not all about like what I learned, if I were to sum it up. It's like life isn't about like, you know, climbing the ladder as much. It's more like, you know, enjoy the steps on the way with the people you care about.
Yeah.
And if I can sum it up, I think that's how I would put it. But I did struggle with that thought earlier in this year, but I think I'm not there yet, but I'm like coming to the realization that like, you know, it is more about who you're with than like the destination or even the journey. It's just who you're with.
Damn.
Yeah.
That hit.
I could kiss you right now. Shit, bro. Holy shit. I'm about to cry. Oh, fuck. Put that on a t-shirt.
I think that is what it is, though. You know, people always ask, like, you know, is it about the journey or is it the destination? But I think now it's like, it's not about either of those. It's just who you're with. Holy and whether or not it's the journey or the destination, who the fuck cares? As long as you're with the people you care about and, like, you're having a good time, like, fuck it. Then who cares? But I think that's what I'm coming to learn. I'm not there yet, to be honest. But I'm coming to learn that, like that idea.
I'm about to cry right now, bro. Off of that, yeah. Off of some, like, How I Met Your Mother shit. What would you say is the biggest, like, wow, we did some crazy shit in 2022?
Dude, you're asking some hard hitters, bro.
Yes. You definitely are, dude. I'm like digging through my fucking memories and shit, bro. Yeah.
No, but like, I feel like it's important to, you know, like reflect on the year and like what you've done.
That's true.
I mean, one of the biggest things that I have done was get a job. But
yes, sir.
But in the same year, I realized how temporary that shit is and like how your fucking career is determined by somebody above you.
Valid. I would say for you, Ben, this is like an outside perspective. Mm-hmm. I would say the greatest thing that you've achieved this year was moving out of your parents' house.
Mm.
I'd say that's, you have a good point. It's definitely one of the bigger things out there.
Yeah. Because of Daddy Aaron and your 6 a.m. conversations. like, don't get me wrong. Like, your dad probably has the same conversations that you and Aaron have. Well, you know what yeah, I mean? Like, yeah. The general, like, aspect of it. But because he's your homie, you're more willing to listen.
I mean, I do understand where you're getting from, getting with that point. But, like, the thing is, my dad only wants, like, how do you describe it? It's more like he wants me to do something without having like an action plan behind it or like having the right motivation behind it.
Right.
He just wants you to do something. And like Aaron takes about the approach where like he wants to tackle the core fundamental values that you're lacking in and then build upon that. And I think that's the right way to parent like a child. If you would have fucking, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie.
This man just said, my dad's not my dad and Aaron's my dad.
That's what I got out of it.
But I will say, I think that's the correct approach to like guide somebody in the right direction.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that. Yeah. But I mean, like, I think like you moving out allowed you to like discover that. You
know, of course. I mean, moving out with the right people. I think that's the key.
Like, it's different, like, you hearing it on, like, Discord playing games versus, like, you living in it every day saying, and Aaron's like, get the fuck out of bed.
Well, yeah, I think the key difference is, like, you actually live with the other person. You see their daily habits. You see what they do. And, like, they're able to give, like, more concrete details on where you're lacking in.
Exactly. Yeah. Aaron, what's your biggest memory of 2022?
Mine was about to be some like stupid shit.
That's fine. Mine's some
like,
stupid
like
shit.
Like a concert.
Yeah, mine's some like.
I was gonna say Fred again. I'm not gonna lie.
I was also gonna say Fred again, but like not for a good reason. Like
I know what reason it is.
I know, but let me think of a better like a better. Can you go first? I'm kind of struggling with these questions.
I mean, mine's stupid too.
That's but how you know they're heavy hitters, bro.
They are heavy hitters.
Which AJ, I appreciate.
No,
you
these
for.
Are good questions. Oh, yeah. These are really good questions.
Yeah, I think my core memory of 2022. And like the funniest and like most memorable thing is like us obviously moving out, but also the fact that like I've never seen Ben this fucked up in my life. But living with him, I now understand like how he is when he's fucked up, which is a fun time though. It's a fun time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's like the one thing that will stick out for me for 2022.
Goddamn.
Which is a good thing. It's not like a bad thing. Like I know.
No, I think it's a bad thing.
No, no. Like it's like a. Obviously, like the core value of it is bad. Like how fucked up you're getting.
I think it's chaotic.
Yeah, it's chaotic. But it's like yeah. I understand that side of you now, where I'm like, wow. Like I feel like. Okay, if I were to put it in a nice terms, I feel like I've got to know Ben O as a man more than I didn't before.
I can't say the same thing about you, though.
I mean, that's valid.
I've seen you fucked up too many goddamn times.
I mean, you see me fucked up before we even lived together. So
yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah, yeah,
like,
but I will say I do understand you more as like a deeper, on a, like a deeper level, because like I've seen you like sober and like your actual thoughts and all that yeah. shit. Living with each other, we just understand.
Yeah, I could suck your dick right now.
Oh, okay.
This is a dick sucking podcast.
Dude, all right, Aaron. This is two feel goods.
Yeah.
Wait, Aaron, you got to lower it down. Bro, just insult us, bro.
Well, this isn't going to be as feel good, but it's not going to be an insult either. But I think my, like the, what was the question?
Biggest memory of 2022.
So biggest memory, I don't have a singular memory, but I think the best memories I've had this year was going out to all these events that we did go to this year. Because honestly, freshman year, I thought we went crazy.
I thought we went crazy
when we'd go to something like once a month.
Yeah.
But I think this year when we're going to something once a week, like if you told me that freshman year, I would have said, dude, I can't do that, bro. I'm like, I just can't. That's too much. But I think looking back, it was such a good time. Like, sure, there have been times where I was tired and I didn't really want to go. I didn't want to drink, whatever. But looking back, I don't regret any of them because it was such a good time. And it's all a memory that I cherish now.
Yeah.
Like in the moment, like, sure, I may not have maybe wanted to been there like in that moment. But looking back, like, it's just a great memory that I'll never forget.
Hell yeah.
You definitely brought up a fucking good ass point. Because like when I first moved out with you guys, I would never want to go to fucking events and all that shit. You would always be the one dragging me out. But like past a certain point, I realized how much fun I've had. And like I started like going out to events with you in particular. AJ, you were at work at these times. Like, I wish you could have been there. But
no, yeah, that's fine. No, I get
like,
that.
I still find it crazy how like you always used to be the one to like tell me to go to events and shit. But like this year, even I fucking brought it up. And like
once.
I don't think it was once.
But ISOXO.
No.
Okay, tell me.
Gareth Emery, we fucking.
Gareth Emery was me.
No fucking shot.
Bro.
You shouldn't have added that last part.
I said, okay, there's. I forget who it was. Tritonal playing this weekend and Gareth Emery. And I was like, dude, but I kind of want to see Gareth Emery because we haven't been to a trans show and I think we should go. And you were like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm down, bro. I was like, all right, sick.
Was that it?
Yeah, but I do appreciate that you're down for this. No, don't get me wrong. I appreciate that you're down for this because I know AJ wouldn't have gone.
Yeah.
To be honest. And that means I wouldn't have gone either if it was just us two. But I appreciate that you were down.
Okay.
And I got to experience something in life that I would not have experienced. And it was honestly, like, if I were to look back and think, like, what were my favorite shows of 2022, Gareth Emery is probably number two or number one. I don't fucking know. Like, it's definitely top three. That's all I can say.
Perfect.
Yeah.
No, you were on a good point.
So what I can say on that, I brought you to one show.
which was ISOXO, which was ISOXO.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll give you full credit for that because I really didn't want to fucking go.
Like, but fuck, we had a good ass time.
No, that was amazing. That ISOXO is also in my top three, I will say. But I really didn't want to go to that.
I know.
I was like, fuck this. But I'm genuinely glad you dragged me out.
This is the first time I saw you going like, dude, Ben, I really don't want to fucking go.
No, I know. And I'm genuinely glad you dragged me out though, because that was definitely one of my top three shows this year, for sure. Top three shows lifetime, for sure.
So that was amazing. Do it more.
Yeah. No, I love being peer pressured, for sure.
You say that, but like the thing is, you always peer pressure us. I feel like you have like a level that like, you always want to go out and do shit. It's constant.
Yeah, but there are times where I don't. But then it's as soon as I hear from other people, like, okay, you know, I always say to you guys, like, dude, you only have one life, bro. Like, fucking live it. But then as soon as I hear from someone else's mouth, I'm like, damn, I'm not even taking my own advice. Like, but then that's when I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I just got to do it. But I've never regretted it, because even ISOXO, like, I genuinely didn't want to go. And I was totally cool staying at home. But I don't regret it one bit that I went, because it was so fun.
I'm not going to lie. The thing that fucks me up the most, I think if there's like a one-off case where like, let's say you don't like the event and you didn't really want to go, I know that would turn you off from like going to like events that somebody else brings up.
Oh. Or like if you had a bad time.
Yeah, yeah. Like I know you're the type to like say like, how many times has this person like brought me out to this thing? And if you don't enjoy it in like that span, you will be forever like closed off to that option.
Yeah, of course. But I think ISOXO is different, because like we both like ISOXO, and I was hyped before it, but the day of, I was like, I don't want to go, bro. But I'm glad you dragged me out, because
yeah,
it was a bomb ass time. Yeah.
Either way, the bottom line is Ben is appreciative of
yeah, I definitely am
going out. Wait, was that yours or no, that was yours. Sorry.
I think it was mine.
Yeah, no, sorry. That was Aaron's. Aaron's core memory of 2022.
But I am appreciative.
Yeah, these are good questions, though. I feel like it is. I've never really thought this, and I've never done this in my life, to be honest. But I think it is important that you reflect on the year and like what you've done and what you experienced in life. Because I don't know, like next year might be totally different, and it might be not what you expect. But as long as you like think about what you did this year and what you accomplished, like it sets a good baseline for what you can do next year.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I've never really thought about this, so to be honest. I've always been the type to look forward,
but never look type to
not look back. Look back and appreciate what I've done. So I think this is a very interesting moment for me. So good shit.
Damn, shout out AJ.
Shout out AJ.
Nah, don't give me that credit.
No. AJ, you gotta learn to accept it. You know, that's part of a, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what I was about to say with that, but you know, like it's like the whole breakfast thing. It's like you just gotta accept the compliments. Just take him.
All right, on a side tangent, I made these guys breakfast.
Oh,
like, okay. Like on the backstory, like Aaron gave me a gift, and I was like, oh, like that. I felt nice about it, so I was like, oh, let me do something nice for Aaron and Ben. And I woke up one day, which was like yesterday. I woke up yesterday and I was like, you know, let me make them breakfast. And like, I literally made them breakfast. Like, dude, here, play by play. I walked into Aaron's room and I go, I made you breakfast. And he goes, what?
Yeah. On that note, Aaron, what was your initial thought?
No, like I heard, okay, I'll give you the, like literally the play by play. I heard a knocking, but I wasn't sure if it was my door or Ben's door. So I was like, I assume it's Ben's door because you guys hear a closet.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, I'm just not going to respond. So like, I hear a couple, I hear like knocking, and I like, it stopped for a minute. I was like, okay, it was Ben's then. And then I hear it again. I'm like, okay, wait, then it's probably mine now. So I go, yeah. And then AJ opens the door and he's like, I made you breakfast. And I'm tired. I just woke up. I'm like, what? And then he's like walking in slowly with like a plate and like fucking bacon and like eggs and like toast, and it looks fire. And I'm like, look, I don't have my glasses on and shit, you know? I'm like, dude, this looks amazing. I get up and I just grab it. I'm like, oh yeah, thanks, bro. But then I hold it. Or I can't even remember what the fuck exactly happened. But I just remember like looking at it and I was like, dude, what the fuck just happened, bro? Like, did AJ really make breakfast? And then like, I don't remember if he gave it to me in bed or like if I stood up and like got it. I don't remember that much, but I just remember like coming out here and like getting ready to eat it, and then it really hit. I was like, AJ made breakfast. I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on? Like, if anything, like, to be honest, Ben has never made me breakfast. I've never made him breakfast, to be fair. But it's like, if anything, I would think that, like, Ben would make me breakfast before AJ would make me breakfast. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm eating it. And the whole time I'm thinking, like, dude, is AJ, like, going to tell me that he has cancer? Like, I'm not even going to cap. Like, that's what I thought you were going to do. I was like, damn, are you dying? Like, are you about to tell me, like, you have to, like, move to a faraway place? Because, like, I don't know, some visa shit. I don't know. I was literally thinking, like, dude, I'm never going to see this guy again. So he made us breakfast to, like, be, like, nice to us. But he's like, nah, man, I just want to make you breakfast.
Dude, our faces when we were eating, they were just like.
Yeah, the whole time. The whole time.
We just look up at AJ every once in a while and take another bite, dude.
I was like, yeah, what the fuck happened, bro? But that was crazy. That was crazy. I will say, the $20 probably helped a little bit. And yeah, I know it did because you were like, hey, man.
Exactly $20.
Because you were. Yeah.
No, but I was like, let me turn this into like a plant. Like, let me plant the seed. And
yeah. Like, no, but I think it's good that you did that. You know, I think it's you're on the right track for sure. But it was definitely interesting to see that, like, you know, you were making breakfast.
Dude, it was so funny because I was like, I cooked everything and I was like, wow, I really did this. And then, like, I knocked on Aaron's door. This is a reason why you thought it was Ben's. Like, so I knocked on your door first. I didn't hear anything. And I was like, oh, you might be asleep. So then, like, I was like,
Wait, that's from Ben's?
Yeah, it's like I was holding a plate. And I was like, oh, he might be asleep. So I opened Ben's door and he was asleep. And I was like, oh, I guess I just made breakfast for no fucking reason. And then I, like, walked around the living room for a little bit.
He's pacing. Like, what do I do?
Yeah. And I was like, no. Like, I'll knock again on Aaron's room. And then I knocked again, and then you answered. And I was like, oh, thank God he's alive. And then I walked in. I was like, oh, I made you breakfast. And then you looked at me. You were like,
huh? Yeah. Dude, I was so confused, though. I haven't heard those words out of your mouth. If you said, Aaron, I scratched your car, I would be like, God damn it. Yeah. I mean, not that you've done that before, and I don't think you will, but that, like, me thinking that happens is closer than me thinking you'd make me breakfast.
It's,
you know,
it's got to be something bad
yeah,
news.
Yeah, like, if AJ's gonna knock on my door, it's got to be like, dude, I'm sorry, bro. Like, I broke your fucking switch or some shit. You know, it's gotta be like a, dude, I fucked your shit up. But he knocked on my door and he's like, I made you breakfast. I'm like, what? Like,
that's why I felt so uncomfortable. I made you breakfast, I guess. Like, and then you look at me like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
And I was like, No, I like genuinely, I should have responded better, but I was so in shock that that happened where I was just like, what? Like, what did you do? Like,
you should have seen the face, like your face. You're just like, what? And, like, I gave it to you, and you're like, okay. Like, I was like, all right. And I gave it to Ben, and Ben, like, opened his eyes. And, like, he didn't understand what was going on. And I just threw the plate on his bed. And he goes, whoa. He's like, what? I was like, yeah.
Dude, I was actually mind blown.
I think we were both in shock. Like, it's just never something I would have imagined that would happen.
No, Aaron is definitely thinking about the bad news that could come with this. Like,
yeah, I was like,
I can't give him breakfast from AJ.
Yeah, like, I was like, what happened, bro? Like, dude, what could you have done?
Well, that's why I was so nervous. I was like, he's probably going to think I fucked something up.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I thought, though. But I was like, damn, you just made breakfast? That's crazy. But that's why the whole time I was eating, I was like, yo, I'm eating food that's, like, honestly been touched by God or something.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. That breakfast was immaculate.
No, bro. It was even better just knowing that, like, AJ made it out of his own goodwill. Because it's like, damn, like, this is heavenly. This is so fucking good right now.
Those eggs were fire, bro.
No, they were fire as fuck. Honestly, objectively, it was fire. But I think throwing the subjective of, like, AJ doesn't make this shit that often. Like, never. Not that often. Never. He's never done this. I'm like, it tastes 10 times better. And I was like, holy fuck, bro. This is amazing.
Look at AJ. AJ's like blushing and shit, bro.
No, I was just worried. I was worried you guys would be up before I came back to make it.
No, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you never have to worry about
that. But in my head, I was like, nah. No, like, I honestly, like, didn't know how to feel about it. I was like,
no, but AJ, weird. Thank you, man.
No, honestly, yeah, thank you, bro. That was, all right. Not only was that a fire meal, and it was a fire meal, But it was like a gesture that, you know, that was just a nice gesture that a friend would do for another friend. But I just never, it was so out of the blue for you. I was just like, what is going on?
Hey, take notes, Gene. I made a meal in daylight.
That's slander, bro.
That is slander. Hey, but all I'm saying is I'm too... I mean, we didn't compete on this one, but, you know.
No, if you competed.
No, that was fire. That was fire. I'm not going to lie. Like, objectively, it was good. It was a good-ass breakfast.
It was a good breakfast. All
right, yeah. Like, I'm not going to lie. Normally, like, I don't eat, like, right when I wake up. Like, I can't stomach food as soon as I wake up just because, like, I feel like I'm going to throw up. But it was just so good where I kept eating.
You know what's crazy? This came from the same guy who fucking makes broccoli and meatballs.
I didn't think about that, but you're right.
No, but I know how to make breakfast.
Like, no,
like, no, that's true. That's breakfast true. I never slander AJ. I'll give him shit for fucking lunch and dinner all day. Because lunch, he just copies me. Dinner, okay. dinner, he makes some boof shit. But honestly, AJ got a better breakfast lock than I do. Like, for sure. Like, AJ can make breakfast. No,
I think AJ's, like, simple meals, just, like, they hit on another level.
No, here's the thing. If you tell AJ to make eggs versus anyone in a squad, AJ will make the best eggs. Okay. That's what I think, though. Because, like, he likes breakfast in general, so he's, like, perfect. I don't want to say perfected.
I haven't perfected it, but I've practiced it enough.
Yeah, you've done it enough to a point where, like, you can make eggs really well. But, like, the thing is, I'm cocky, you know? Like, if you tell me to make eggs, I'm like, yeah, I can fucking make eggs. But I just haven't put in the work enough to make, like, bomb eggs every time. You know, like, sometimes they'll be good, sometimes they'll be shit, but it's like, I feel like you've perfected the craft of breakfast enough where it's like, all right, I know how to make a good egg. And those eggs honestly carried the dish.
Yeah, no, like, the toast was whatever, the bacon's just bacon.
It's bacon, but the eggs, I'm like, it's like, damn, bro, like, these eggs, like, they were the perfect amount of cooked, and I was like, yo, now I kind of want eggs, bro. Dude, that shit was fire.
Dude, on that note, I'm not going to lie, not to gas you up too much.
All but right, we got to chill out on this.
I got to chill out on this, but, like, your burgers, they're pretty fucking good.
Yeah, there's one thing I'm cocky in life is about my fucking burgers.
AJ got a mean burger. Yeah. AJ got a mean burger. That's a fact.
I'll fuck up Guy Fieri right now.
God damn.
No, AJ does have a mean burger. I'm not going to lie.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's only because I'm interested in breakfast and burgers.
That's true.
Anything else I don't really give a fuck about.
Yeah. Like, but I think that goes to show, AJ, if you put your mind to something, you can achieve it.
This all ties back to, like, a life lesson.
Yeah,
like,
if you put your mind to it, if you think you can make a beast burger and you think you can avoid women, same goal.
All right.
Same thing. You can do it. You can do it. That's you valid. Got it.
That's true. That's true.
But yeah, that was crazy. AJ making breakfast was definitely, like, it was a late hit of 2022, but it will be a memory of 2022 that I will be 40 and be like, dude, and I'm gonna be 40. I'm like, we'll be all, like, fucking around in someone's backyard with their kids running around, and, like, you'll be out there, and I'm gonna just pull aside Ben and I'm gonna be like, Ben, like, remember that time when AJ made us breakfast, bro?
And I'm just gonna be going, like, dude, I can't believe he did that.
And I'm like, dude, right? That's crazy.
And I'll be like, you want to smoke right now?
No, that's me, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, that'll definitely be a memory I'd never forget. That's for sure. That was a crazy, like, I was so, like, shell-shocked. I was in the Matrix. I was like, dude, what the fuck just happened? But now that I've kind of, like, you know, taken, was that today?
It was yesterday.
Oh, now that I've taken a day to, like, internalize it, I'm like, damn, like, that's crazy, bro.
Dude, every fucking bite I took, I was just so confused.
No, I know. You ate the whole time, like just gazing into the fucking, like, like, what the fuck just happened? You take a bite and just look up and be like, what? Like, you looked high.
Yeah.
But you were sober.
No. Trust me. I felt high at that moment.
Yeah. No, me too. I thought it was fake. I thought it was dreaming.
Yeah.
But that was crazy. That's some good shit, though. That was some good shit.
For sure.
Thanks, bro.
Of course.
Yeah. No, but I'm not going to lie. Like, I gave you guys the money because I feel like, I don't know. For me personally, I don't know. Like, but, like, this was the first Christmas in my life where, like, it just didn't feel like Christmas. Oh, and, like, don't get me wrong, my past Christmases haven't felt like Christmas either. Because, you know, I'd fucking eat dinner with my family and then I'm hopping on League or some shit. But this was the first Christmas where I was genuinely like, damn, this really, like, just doesn't feel like Christmas at all. Like, no, not one bit does it feel like Christmas. But that's why on that Saturday or something, I don't know, you went home and then you went to work. You were at work already. And I was like, to be honest, I called my dad. I was like, hey, dad, can you break 100 into 20s and 10s? And he's like, yeah, I can. I was like, okay, sick. But then I realized, like, okay, I'd get home after you guys probably. So it wouldn't, like, it wouldn't be cool if I just fucking, like, hey, man, here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just go to the bank. So I went to the Bofa next to Halal guys.
What?
Wow. Yeah, I called my dad first. And I was like, I realized I couldn't make it. So I went to Bofa. And then I was like, damn. I circled the block first. And I was like, damn, there's no parking. And I was like, I thought on Christmas, like, people aren't fucking out. Like, you know, everyone's home. But there's no parking. So I just put my car next to Halal guys, put the fucking blinkers on, ran to the bank. And then I went to the first ATM. And then I put in 100 to break into 20s. And then it said, like, oh, like, there's no bills. Like, there's no $20 bills. We can't break it into 20s or 10s or whatever. So I was like, fuck. Like, damn, I'm fucked. But then I just went to the ATM right next to it. And I put the 100 back in. And then I was like, oh, yeah, we can break this in 20s. So I broke into 20s, drove back home, wrote the little note or whatever, dropped it off. And then I went home.
I'm not going to lie. Like, that made my day, though. Like, that little note.
No.
I was
already, like, really happy you gave us that note, but the fact that you went out of your way to fucking go do that.
There was a point of me where I was like, damn, I called my dad and, like, you know what?
Yeah,
fuck,
like,
it.
I'm all not gonna the do it. Options are exhausted.
Yeah,
bro.
I was like, I'm not gonna do it anymore. But I was like, fuck it, I'll go to the bank. Like, why not? But it's like, dude, like, I mean,
no, Aaron, the thing is, like, I know you, and, like, I know you wouldn't go out of your fucking lengths in order to do this shit unless you actually cared about somebody.
Yeah.
Which is why. Aaron, thank you, bro.
Yeah, no problem, bro.
This is a dick sucking episode.
I feel like I'm the asshole because, like, I don't think I've done anything for you guys. But
okay, it's fine.
I feel like you do smaller shit.
Yeah.
Where, like, it kind of flies under the radar, but I appreciate. Yeah. It's like, you know, I'm sure AJ appreciates it too.
You don't have to do anything. Like, that's fine.
It's like, you know, like, you offer your food and stuff where it's like, you know, you don't have that much. And I know you don't have that much, but, like, I really want a bite. Like, you're just, and I won't say anything because, like, I know you don't have a lot, but you'll be like, hey, do you want a bite, bro?
Yeah, that's true. You always offer without even asking.
Yeah, exactly. You don't, yeah.
Damn, dude. You know, the biggest thing that I've been thinking about after fucking Christmas passed is, like, I gotta step my shit up just to fucking help out my boys. Or, like, not help out, but, like, to pay him back in some sort of aspect.
I felt the same way, though.
Wait, but don't get me wrong. Guys, I'm not going to do this every Christmas.
No, I understand.
I'm not giving you guys money every Christmas.
No.
But it, like, hit the thing different.
Is, we're going to do some shit for you. And, like, I know you're going to want to pay it back.
No, I know. But don't get me wrong. I only did this because I know the situation that we're all in, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I can do this. So, fuck it. I'm going to do it.
Well, you know? I mean.
Like, dude, trust me. Next year, I'm not doing this shit.
Yeah, that's valid.
Most likely. Like, if obviously the situation is the same, then I'll do it. But, like, this year I was like, you know what? Like, you know, you've been talking about how, like, you can't go out and shit. And, like, you fucking literally didn't get five guys the other day. Because, like, even though I was going to pay for it. And I was like, damn, it's really that rough when, like, all I want to do is have a good time with my friends. Like, I don't give a fuck about paying for your meal as long as we eat it together. I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
But even if that's the case, like, you aren't down to go. That was like, fuck, that's kind of whack. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. And it wasn't a lot of money. It was just $20, bro. It's like, fine. Like, I'm not going to remember this when I'm fucking 50.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, fuck it. Like, I'll give him money. It's not, obviously, it didn't change your life. It didn't change your life either.
But I feel like it did, though. Like, okay. No, that's just drunk me talking. But, like, it definitely, like, made me want to be, like, a better friend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get that. Yeah. No, but that's all that I was going for. I knew that, like, obviously, if I was trying to change your life with money, I would have given you like 100 or 200, you know, and be like, AJ, like, or Ben, like, you guys are struggling. Let me give you money to financially support you. But I think the 20 was more of a gesture of, like, you know, like, you guys are, you know, not there, but let me just kind of help out. But more of a sense of, like, I'm just being a friend and just giving him whatever I can right now at this moment. Yeah.
About the human experience, bro.
Yeah, it is about the human experience. That's crazy. This is a human podcast. Yeah. This is crazy, bro.
Ben, we gotta step our shit up to be at that level, right?
For real, though.
But back on that point of, like, you felt like Christmas didn't feel like Christmas, do you feel like that's just, like, as sad as it sounds, like, is just, like, how you feel as an adult? And, like, the more you grow older, the less Christmas spirit you feel?
I don't think so, because I think it's, like, determined on, like, who you're somewhat with and, like, what you can gather around.
I agree with that, because I feel like if one of us had said, like, oh, let's do a Friendsmas or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, then it would feel like...
It would have felt a little more Christmassy, but I feel like, you know, knowing all of us, we're not, like... I mean, if anyone is going to do it, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
But even I didn't, like, be like, yeah, let's have a fucking friend. You know, I didn't do it. So I was like, you know, it doesn't feel really Christmassy. But it's also the fact of, like, you know, we're all 24 now. We're all single. We're like,
yeah, we're all doing our shit.
Yeah, we're in our degen era. We're not going to be like, yeah, let's have a fucking, like, Friendsmas. But that's why I kind of felt like this Christmas felt kind of weird to me.
It felt like a normal day.
Yeah, it felt like another day to me. But I felt like it was weird to me because, like, I love Christmas and I love winter. It's my favorite season and holiday. But I was like, damn, this feels weird. Like, I don't like the fact that, like, we're not doing anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt that too. Like, it sucked. Like last year I had COVID.
Yeah.
Like, in, like, during Christmas. So I couldn't go home and see everyone. But, like, that even felt better than this year because, like, at least that year, like, oh, I didn't have to do anything. Like,
yeah. You also, like, had to work this year, though, which I think was worse.
That's what I mean. Like, I had to work on Christmas, yeah. And I was like, yo, this is so whack, bro. Like, fuck this shit. But that little note that you gave and, like, you know, that day, I was like, oh, wow. And that spurred me to make breakfast.
You know, I was going to write the same note for both you guys, but I was like, you know what? Let me make it a little personable.
What did you say for Ben?
Ben's was, I can't remember. Merry Christmas. I forgot.
Mine was like, you broke ass bitch or some shit.
No. Okay, so I wrote Ben's first, to be honest. Uh-huh. So I wrote, Merry Christmas, you broke ass. No, I wrote, Merry Christmas, you broke dumbass.
Okay.
And I put, Merry Christmas, you broke, and I put dumbass on a separate line. And then I put father.
Yep.
But then for you, I put, Merry Christmas, you broke ass princess or something. Or you broke horny princess.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And then I put daddy yang.
Yeah.
But it was different. It was different.
Same message, different font.
Yeah, different font.
That's facts, though.
And then Ben came out. He, like, so he didn't even, you know what's funny? Like, I thought both of you guys would notice it when, like, you went into your room, which you did. And I was like, you know, age is a normal ass human being. That makes sense. But Ben didn't even notice until, like, 3 a.m. And we were both crossed.
Dude, I was not in my room.
We were crossed. And then he goes, yo, was this you? I was like,
who
the fuck else would it be, Ben? Like, what? Like,
all right, I have a weird way of phrasing things, bro. I knew it was you.
You sure? Because that's not what you said.
I just said it says Father Yang on it. Like,
I know it was her.
He's like, was this you? I'm like, yes.
Who the fuck do you think sent this to you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
This was funny, though.
Yeah, that was funny. But no, but I think that, well, I don't know if this is selfish, but that made me feel like it was Christmas.
It put me in the Christmas mood. But it also did make me realize how rock bottom I was.
That too, you know.
But I think, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, obviously, like, for you guys aren't where you want to be now. Yeah. But and I get that, which is why I went this far to, like, you know, fucking drive to the bank, fucking do all this shit. But it's like, you'll remember this as the time of not where, like, I gave you $20, but you'll be like,
it's like the thought.
Yeah, it's like the thought of it, you know? And it's like, you know, the years to come, you know, like, you'll feel better about the Christmas spirit. Cause it's like, like 2022, like, I was rock bottom, but, you know, my friends were there for me. So it's like, you know, then the years to come, it's like, you know, I should be there for my friends.
Yeah.
You know,
dude, I'm about to cry. Like, oh my god!
I'm not gonna lie. That rock bottom came from, like, you gave me something, and I can't do the same for you.
No, but it's okay. I'm not expecting anything back.
Yeah,
you know, it's like if I gave it expecting something back, I wouldn't have given it to you. I just was like, fuck you guys. I'm not gonna give this. Why? I don't need to spend $40. Fuck, like,
I can buy a fucking, I can buy two meals with that. Shit, if I'm buying McDonald's, that's four meals.
Yeah. But it's like the selflessness.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I know, like, you know, in this moment, the $20, like that amount doesn't mean a lot. But I think the years, like, dude, you're going to be 40, I hope at least. And remember, like, oh, like Aaron, like, you know, picked me up when I was really low.
No, I for sure.
Hopefully, like, I, you know, the years to come.
No, I'll like, think yeah, back
I'll
on
pick
this.
Him up when he's low. Yeah.
I'll know? Think back on this on as a good memory for sure.
Yeah. But that's all I was trying to do. Like, the money thing was, like, not like a big deal to me. Like, fuck the money. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I know you don't.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate, man.
I'm about to suck y'all both off dry, bro. Like, this shit is fucking crazy to me, dude. What the fuck? Yeah. Holy shit, dude. I feel so Christmassy and like holiday.
Dude, I feel weird.
Yeah.
Why am I not getting roasted?
Don't worry, Ben. I'll still roast you.
we'll fuck your shit up. Don't worry, bro. Get a fucking job, yeah?
No, I'm just kidding. Don't make me cry.
No, come on, it makes sense. It's the holiday podcast.
Like, yeah. We gotta be be wholesome. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
This next segment is would you rather questions. Would you rather never rave again?
Latter.
Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Or never have Korean barbecue again in your life.
I could go without Korean barbecue.
I could go without Korean
barbecue. Oh, shit. The fucking no hesitation, bro.
Wait, what about you? I feel like for you. No. I feel. Okay, before you answer, I just want to preface it by saying I feel like we have the same answer, but based off that, I want to know. Because, like, knowing me and Ben, I like knew that we would have the same answer, but I feel like you would waver the most. But even then, I think you'd have the same answer, but I want to know the real.
Okay, here's my thought process.
Give me the rationale.
Here's my thought process. I'm not going to be raving when I'm 50. Probably not.
Yeah.
To be raving when I'm 50. But I could eat Korean barbecue when I'm 50.
Damn, so that's how you approach it.
But at the end of the day, I don't need to eat Korean barbecue, but these rave experiences would last me a lifetime.
Right?
Dude, exactly.
Like, you can eat Japanese barbecue.
Yeah.
It's like the same shit. It's like the same shit. I
get American barbecue.
Yeah, it's like similar enough.
Yeah, I can get meat somewhere.
Possibly. Yeah.
But, but like, that's where my rationale was, where it's like, I was like, like I could eat Korean barbecue when I'm 50, but to be honest, I'd rather have those core memories of like raving. Because that's what will last forever. Like, I can eat Korean barbecue, and yes, I can have memories with that, but it doesn't last as long as, like, the experiences you have with your homies at a rave.
Yeah, I fully agree. That's true. It's like, raves are one of those things where, like, it sounds kind of cringe, you know, to be like, I fucking rave or whatever. But then in the moment, like, it's a memory you'll never forget. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I'd never forget our first Countdown weekend
we went to. Facts. Best rave ever.
Yeah, but it's like, it sounds cringe to tell people like, oh yeah, like one of my top memories in life is like that one rave I went to with my friends. But it's like genuinely like the amount of happiness I felt at that rave is like, it's unmatched.
It's a bonding experience.
Yeah. Like I've never felt like literally when we're all linking arms at fucking Galantis and like fucking like everyone is not thinking about any problem in life where we're just pure happiness. It's like, dude, that's like an interesting sight to like, it's an interesting experience to experience with your friends.
Yeah. I fucking kissed y'all on the cheek.
Yeah.
I still remember that, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Korean barbecue, it's just like another food. Like,
Yeah. I'll just eat more sushi then.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Like I think experiences when you're younger matter so much more than like fucking just food in general, obviously.
Well, then food for sure.
Yeah. I think experiences. But like, even though it might be short term, but it's in your like best years.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
You can say you lived life.
Yeah.
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 Would you rather live a long life but have not accomplished your goals or die at like 35 but have done everything you wanted to do?
Wow. That's a heavy hitter, bro.
A little switch up.
I'd rather die at 35 and accomplish everything I wanted to accomplish.
Which is what?
Make money, fuck bitches. No, like, I don't know, like, you know, living Like having a, oh, but that's actually kind of fucked though. Like actually.
Yeah, like you'll have no family.
Yeah.
But you would have accomplished everything you wanted to do in life. But
I feel like a family is a big part of what I want in my life though.
Okay. So do you take it back? Do you change your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. So you'd rather live longer.
Yeah, but like the quality of, like, if I'm living longer and I'm like working some bullshit ass job and I'm going home to work and I fucking hate my life, like, I don't think that's life.
But you have to pick one in this scenario. Obviously, in
you know what? Yeah. I'll still pick 35. I can have a family by 35. I'll just leave them with like a hella money and like, that's like my own contribution to life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my answer.
What about you, Ben?
I mean, you already know that I don't have many goals.
Okay.
Okay. I'm leading in with that fact, right?
Aaron, you already know I'm a fuck up in life.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. But like, no, the thing is like a lot of the goals I know are like unattainable. I'd say like maybe I can make a small impact in that, but it won't be like something massive that I do want to achieve in the end, grand scheme of things. If I'm speaking realistically.
No, but this is not a realistic question.
Yeah. If it's not realistic, then 100% I'm going with 35.
Interesting. So you want to live fast, die young.
Yeah. Like also, if you think about it, like most of the years you're like, I don't know, retain the most physical activity as well as like your mental capacity during those ages.
Yeah.
And like.
Well, that's you speaking as a young person, though. You don't know.
I mean, sure. I think older people have more wisdom, but they don't have enough, like, ability to do things. Where, like,
no, but, like, I think, like, let's say you're talking to a 50-year-old, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they can be, like, 40s was my greatest time of my life.
Yeah, they definitely could have that perception, but, like, if we're speaking just, like, facts-wise, like, you're able to do like a lot of more physical activities. Like let's say a fucking 80-year-old wanted to go snowboarding. They can't.
Yeah, but like okay, yeah. In the terms of physical stuff, but I don't think physical means best part of your life.
I don't think it's the best part of your life, but I think just more doors are open at that stage. And like if you were to achieve all your goals, you'll ultimately leave the world more satisfied than if you were like 80. And you never achieved anything
that you, I give you set that. Out. That. I'll give you that answer, yeah. I already know your answer is 35.
Yeah, but I think it's crazy that we all have the same answer, but we still approach life very differently.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I think you guys knew that would be my answer, 35 route. But like, I approach it that way, where it's like, I'm trying to fucking live life. I'm going to do stupid shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm young. And I don't give a fuck. I'm trying to fucking live fast, die young.
Yeah.
Not really, obviously.
Like, you want to optimize both.
Yeah, but it's like, I know I'm young and I'm trying to fucking have as much fun and experience life for what it is as much as I can at this time. But I think it's interesting to me that like you guys had the same answer. I thought one of you at least would have a different answer because the way you approach life is so different. Where it's like, for you, it's like, you know, when we want to go out, you don't really want to go out. And it's like, I just want to stay at home, do nothing. And for you, it's like, hey, Ben, let's be productive. And you're like, no, I'm just going to play games all day. But it's funny because we all have the same answer. Like we literally... Yeah. View the question the same way, but the way we approach life is so different.
Yeah, but I think like I think we all are approaching it in a young person perspective.
Yeah,
I would say
I'd agree. So
I would say, like,
I don't know Aaron's approach though. So,
well, I mean,
I understand.
You know what idea. I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we're all young. Like,
yeah, we're all young.
We can fucking tackle the world. We have the energy to tackle the world. As much as I don't like going out and shit, like, I can do it.
Like, no, but that's what's crazy to me. It's like, the fact that's crazy to me is that you know that, but you still won't do it. Because I know that fact, so I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And then you won't do it. And then for Ben, it's like, he knows that fact, but he's just too fucking lazy. He's right. He'd rather play games and, like, stay inside and do other things.
Yeah.
But it's like, we both understand that, like, hey, we're fucking young and we can do everything we want. But for you, it's like, I just don't want to. Like,
maybe that's my new resolution.
Also. No, I just think it's interesting. Like, we have the same goal, but it's like, the angle is all different. It's all different.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Between not even just me and you guys, it's me and you and like you and like all of our angles are so different.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, when you wake up and like late and you're like, fuck, man, what am I doing today? But like Ben doesn't feel that. He'll fucking wake up at 5 p.m. and he's like,
yeah.
And he's in his room playing games all day. He doesn't give a fuck. But it's like, even for me, it's like, I feel like shit when I wake up late, but it's not like I'm gonna fucking like do some crazy shit, but yeah. It's like I still feel like shit. Like all of our angles are different. That's what I'm trying to say, but we have the same fucking goal.
Yeah. Yeah. That is wild. 2023, baby.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
No, I still want to know like your approach.
What was the question?
I don't think you would elaborate.
No, you're what like would you rather? Like why
35.
I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah, but like the reasons.
Yeah, because I don't give a shit if I'm old and like fucking saggy and like I'm fucking living this long if I'm not gonna accomplish my goals. I'd rather be young and say like I did everything I wanted to do in this world and die.
It's like I honestly just look up to Kobe for that aspect. Like he died young, like relatively young, but he did accomplish like many, many, many things.
Exactly. And it's like, dude, why? What's the point of being 80 and like not really doing shit with your life when you can die when you're 40, but like have done so much?
Like
and
people like, will remember Kobe Bryant, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, who gives a fuck, bro?
I could kind of argue for the other aspect. This is where I'm somewhat torn because like I could be satisfied just like having small accomplishments that nobody else would see, but I know I did something good in the end. Like I could vouch for that aspect where like,
oh, yeah,
if I live to like 80, I don't achieve my real goals, but I achieve like smaller goals. And I know ultimately,
but let's say like you're on your 80 and you're on your deathbed and you look back on life and what you've done, would you be more happy on the small accomplishments? Or would you be happy on the fact that you changed the world a little bit?
Okay, obviously changing the world would make me more satisfied, but like...
You would still be satisfied with...
Okay, but let's not even go that far. Let's say you're 35 with on your deathbed, but you worked a job that you loved. It was your dream job. You genuinely woke up every moment of your day thinking, wow, I want to go to work. This is amazing. Versus you're on a deathbed at 80... And you worked every single moment of your life from 21 to 65, a job you fucking hated. Which one would you rather prefer?
Obviously, if it's a job that I fucking hated, I wouldn't fucking want that life.
Okay, but that's the thing. It doesn't even have to go as far as like you did something in the world. Like it could even just be a job, which for us is a very realistic scenario. Like that is actually a very, like us dying at 80 and living or working a job that we hate is a realistic scenario. I want to say 70%. Like that would happen. But the 30% of you, like the inner you where you're like, you know, fuck that. I don't want to die like that. I'd rather live my life and like work a job I love. Is that like 35 in the scenario, the 35 and you dying? That's that aspect of it. Obviously, I don't think any of us would die at 35. Maybe besides me.
Okay.
Probably not though. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. But anyways, like that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, dude, I'd rather work towards that and just, you know, die young, but you know, just work for what I really love.
But on that aspect, this is just like different, but like, yes, in the career aspect I completely agree, but let's say your
family, yeah, that's a whole different
the family game. Thing yeah, is yeah. Completely different, because like if you buy a die at 35, you can't see your kid get married, you can't see your kid have kids.
Yeah,
so that's where I'm like, you know,
I get that, and that's why I called it out before you even said it, because I knew you were gonna say that, and I get it. That's a valid reason.
Yeah,
you know, for not wanting to die at 35. But I think my personal like piece to that is that like, I mean, this is purely personal. I don't think either of you guys would, or like maybe you agree, but like if you don't, I completely get. But it's like I don't even know if I'm gonna get married.
So that's valid.
It's like I don't give a fuck about my future kids because I don't even think I'm gonna get married.
No, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
In your own aspect, yeah.
That's just my personal piece of it.
Well, it's just like, yeah, like I'm approaching this in a, like, we're all very young in the grand scheme of life.
Yeah.
We're all very young. Yeah. So, like, I'm approaching it in the fact that I'm young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, a 35 year old to me is an older person. But a 40 year old, like, if you ask me the same question when I'm like 33, 34, I'd be like, I don't know. I don't know what my answer would be. If I have a family at that time, I don't know if it will, but yeah.
But would you be comfortable having a family and just not achieving everything AJ Rowe wanted to do as a person?
I think so. If I can, well, this is, I mean, I don't know. But like, I think like if I have a family at 34, I'd probably want to see my family succeed. Or like, I want to witness what my family would do over my own goals.
No, but let's picture this. You're 28.
Okay.
And you have the opportunity to strive for your own goals.
Right.
Which is Bella Boy. I don't.
Whatever. It's all bullshit. Record,
but like, whatever, right? Yeah. Bella Boys, whatever. Whatever you want to do in life. Versus you can stay working in a hospital.
Okay.
But you'll get married and you'll
have family.
I'm not saying you won't have a family if you chase your goals.
Right.
What I'm saying is there's a stable route where you will have a family for sure if you just stay working in a hospital till 65.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Yeah.
For you, it's like three times a day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, every single day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Where you have to work a job you just don't like.
Right.
Until you're 65. Right. Think about how many years have you worked right now?
Two.
So just 63 timeline.
Right.
Are you okay with that fact?
As where I'm currently at in my life, no, I would not be happy with that.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is it might differ if I had a family and had other people to take care of. But I don't have that currently, so I don't give a shit.
Agreed. So segue into another topic. Oh. Your early 20s is when you need to fucking go balls to the walls with your goals. Because when you're older, you can't. You just can't.
You have too many responsibilities.
Yeah, you can't afford to have that risk.
Yeah.
When you have no responsibilities is when you're like, fuck it, let me go balls to the walls with this shit and just risk everything.
Yeah.
But I get that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But fortunately for us, none of us have kids.
Yes.
For now. AJ might after countdown.
Whoa. I'm not trying to have a kid right now.
After countdown. Hey, man. No. I'm just going to say, when you're not sober, we can't control you. We don't really know what happens when AJ's not sober.
All right, AJ goes feral.
Yeah, he goes pussy. Right.
I mean, yeah, okay, that's valid. But I get that. I mean, that's true. That's why I'm about to take 8 shots right now. I didn't say that. Pause.
Whoa.
But yeah.
Aaron, when you're talking about your early 20s, that shit reminded me of Gary Vee, bro.
Why?
It's like when you're younger, you gotta take risks.
No, but it's true though.
No, it definitely is true.
It is very true though. You should.
The message was there, but all I could hear was Gary Vee.
You have the freedom. You have the freedom.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
But it's
just
true. Like, dude, Gary Vee's a weird ass motherfucker. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, I think you kind of have to be weird in order to be successful at that age.
Sure. But I do think the message where he says, take risks when you're young is just.
It's completely 100% true.
Valid. It's just valid.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Logically, it just makes sense. You just 100%. Can't afford to do that when you're old and you have kids. But we're not old and we don't have kids. So might as well fuck around.
And find out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That was tough. That was tough. Make that a TikTok. That was crazy.
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
Sick as fuck.
Yeah. Thank you guys for watching episode 29 of the Bella Boys podcast. As always, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Yeah, again, we launched a Patreon, so it would mean the world to us if you went and followed. We have some crazy content on there, so make sure you check it out.
Link down below.
Yes, sir. And then thank you, our special, not even special anymore, just our guest, Ben. He's not special because he's our roommate. We see him every day. Yeah. But our guest, Ben, thank you for coming on again, even though you hate this. He explicitly said, I don't want to be here. Before we film this.
Whoa. We can't let the people know.
Whoa. They already know, bitch.
Trying to be a liar?
I love you guys.
No, you don't.
That's toxic. That's toxic.
But I genuinely appreciate that you guys watch this.
That's so cap?
No. I appreciate that you watch this because I hate being on here, but I'm on here, you know?
Okay, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know if that made any sense, but Ben, you want to plug it? Hey, if any of you guys are going to Countdown, hit up Ben.
Yeah. No.
If you guys go to Countdown, hopefully you hit up Ben. And then we can talk about our next podcast. But
oh my God.
Yeah. Thank you guys for watching. It's been a lovely year. 2022 was crazy.
But 2023 about to be lit.
Yeah. We're about to go even harder 2023. So thank you for coming along the ride. But it's going to be even crazier. But thank you.
Yes. Thank you. We love you all. Thank you for supporting.
I can't wait for Pizza Hut.
Yes. Not even Pizza Hut. It's Domino's, bitch.
Domino's. I don't know. I don't give a fuck if it's Pizza Hut. It's pizza.